You know, one little girl was asked the other day by Kebby Booz in Laha in the reservation office, Naomi Baum. You see, because before that we were talking about how do we occupy, if not entertain, children as more and more children are coming. Now here in Mehrazad we have a swing, and later we're planning for littler children to put a seesaw just under the tree, not together, not like a playground, but yeah, so that the parents can be more free to attend and sit in the Mandali hall and listen to the Baba stories and all that. So this question of Mehrabad was coming up, and many of them said, of course, apart from the fact that the parents should be responsible for their own children, apart from that, they said that the children want things different from what the plays and the entertainments and the occupations they've already had or have. So when they come here, they would like, just like the other pilgrims, to have what is different. Not the same thing, which is for the grown-ups, as we certainly insist. So we said, let's find out from them. And even here, we see them, they come and sit and listen to the stories. So she asked Naomi, so what is the best thing you like to do while you are at Mehrabad? Oh, she said, I like going up the hill. But no, she said, I mean, you know, instead of other game, oh, she said, but that's the best thing I like to do. Going up the hill, having darshan, coming down, and then going up the hill. And so I said, look, that's an answer. Their relationship with Baba is something that we're not always able to share. And it is so unique and so different from understanding that we have, but they're full. They, you see, because they're over seven, they have a pilgrimage in their own right, in their own relationship. Because they're not here as a branch of, as far as darshan is concerned, of the ones they come with. No, it's they're in their own right, they're on a pilgrimage. And they receive it that way.
What was it that you and Anna were discussing the other day after our senior left? What did Mehran say, the little child?
Oh, Mehran, oh yes, he said, I'm not quite sure, but he asked his father, Arsenio, he said, when you bow down at Baba Samadhi, when you put your head down on the Samadhi, do you close your eyes? And thinking that that's what the child would like to hear, he said, yes, yes. And the little man said, I always close my eyes, because if I keep my eyes open,
my brain trembles.
Yeah, what is it?
My brain trembles.
My brains tremble. That's it, my brain. And then because of Arsenio has been here so many times, little Mervan has come here the first time, and now that he's seven. So they said, somebody must have remarked about Baba, about Arsenio knowing so much, you know, telling others about Baba and there. And little Mervan said, oh, my father doesn't know Baba. I know Baba. And somebody says, how come? You only just come the first time and you say you know Baba and he doesn't know Baba? No, I'm sorry. He knows Baba. He knows about Baba. But he doesn't have Baba. I have Baba. Arsenio doesn't have Baba, but I have Baba. So when he was questioned why he said that, he said, because Baba came into my room in Mexico. He didn't come in Arsenio's room. So, I mean, the child actually saw Baba. A number of times we hear children say, and they take it so naturally. It is natural. It is the most natural thing. It is unnatural that we don't see. And so the children, because of their purity, clarity, they see Baba, and this is taken as naturally as we receive his presence, but they receive the sight as well. Who was this other child? Billy Baum was talking about little Gideon, that they took him to Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
And they thought, well, we must take him into the lagoon where Baba gave darshan. Just even if the child is restless, just little Gideon didn't want to come out of the lagoon, even after half an hour. He just didn't. I mean, he was making an issue out of it, you know. Said, come on, no, no, I want to stay here, I want to be here. So they had to let him be there longer. These stories, they're not surprising, but they're amazing. But now I sew up my lips.
Do you know Barbara Shower, Mommy?
Huh?
Barbara Shower.
Yeah.
His little daughter came, what's her name?
Annika.
Annika Shower came with her father. And Kitty was interested in what Annika's impressions of the trip were. And she asked, well, how did you like being up in Bhava Samadhi? And she said, oh, I liked it very much up there. And Kitty asked what she liked about it. And she said, well, I don't know what it is exactly that I have there, but whatever happens is mine.
It's mine.
It's mine. Whatever
it's
is there is mine.
Yeah. Yes, it's very, very personal and individual what Baba gives and receives. As with you all, each one's relationship with Baba is so personal, so individual, so special that... And it used to be the same when there was a mass darshan of his lovers in Guru Prasad. I mean, we were hundreds there, and yet it was individual. Each one not only felt but received a special and individual relationship with Baba that they share, you know. That they, oh, he did something special for me. This, his look is special, just for me. It's just for me. That relationship is, you know, just between each one and Baba, no matter if you're amidst thousands.
In 1952, when our family met Baba, my brother and sister and I were in our late teens, and Baba, one of the things he said was, and he pointed to the three of us, he said, they belong to me. And we at first took it as teenagers that it was nice to be distinguished from your parents. You know, that Baba was singling us out, that we belonged to him. But through the years, gradually I've become aware of a deeper and deeper meaning, like you were just saying at the beginning of today, how much it means when he said that we belong to him in the broader sense. But that's the way Baba treated us when we were there with our parents at any time, that we were all individuals and that somebody's child. And